Hello, everybody. This is Alonzo Bowden, and you are listening to my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? We are remarkably up to episode 75. I cannot believe that I've done 75 episodes in the past 94 weeks, because as you know, there's no regular schedule to this. But this is another special edition where I have two brilliant guests. I am with Al Jackson, hilarious comedian, and he's going to be at Comedy on the State in Madison, Wisconsin this weekend. He's also working on a show that's coming up next month at the Westside Comedy Theater in Santa Monica, a show about old school hip hop, which is going to be hilarious. He's going to have video clips, and it's going to be a multimedia extravaganza. So you're looking forward to that. And you know my other guest, because he's hilarious, and I work with him every chance I get. Roy Wood Jr. from Sullivan & Sons, from Bob & Tom.
Ahoy, matey.
Listen, if you've ever heard the word mollywop, you owe that to Roy Wood Jr.
Oh, yeah.
You never heard of getting mollywop.
When is that again? As I put this in my paper calendar.
May 25th.
I'm going to that.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the digital age, Roy Wood has and the kids, you've never seen this. It's called an address book.
Yeah, planner. Planner.
It's a calendar in book form that he writes in with a pen. You look it up, kids. Look, this is how we used to do.
That's how I roll.
This is how we used to do that.
But you know what? This is a throwback to when I first started stand-up. This is how I did it back in 98 before Palm Pilots and all of that.
I was going to say, the first 5 years of my career are in calendar books like that somewhere.
I still write things down.
When I'm gone and they look for, like, how'd he start? They're going to find those and say,
that's what I want. I want this in a museum like 100 years from now. I'm like, Roy Wood Jr. got $80 to go to Charlotte in 2002. And they'll know. I wrote it down. I'm sure. Showing up for that.
That's what's up, man. That should come with a coin purse. Remember those old school rubber coin purses that like you could push the side and the lip would bow out
a little bit?
That,
you look say like that like toy. You say that like old brothers don't still carry those. say that like you can't go to a barbershop and find a brother over 70 years old with a coin purse in his pocket right now.
I thought you were talking about the little plastic ones that look like a sex toy. Not that I ever tried.
Yeah, that's the one I was talking about. You ever seen those? Not the ones that zip, the ones that look like
they pop open.
Yeah, like a little pocket.
You squeeze it and it pops open. They still got those. Guarantee you they still have those. All right, listen, we're going to get started on the podcast topics in a minute, but I just have to say that I saw something once again. This bugs the hell out of me. Ladies, I'm talking to you. You see a classy woman, you know, we're in an office building right now. She comes out of work. She's dressed for work. She got her nice purse, her shoes, and she's with the knucklehead in shorts and flip-flops that look like he just rolled out of bed and stopped by so she could buy him lunch. How many times before women are like, you know something? No, you have to put... At least put shoes on before we go somewhere in public. Ladies, what's up? What am I
it's
the only?
A buyer's
am
market.
I? Am I just getting old?
It's a buyer's market, bro.
Do you think there's just a lack of quality men? That's what when I talk to women, that's what it seems. It seems like there's a lack of quality. Whatever their definition of quality is, that's what it seems like.
I tell women I don't have kids, and they think I'm a liar. Like literally,
I'm in the same boat.
They get angry and No.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. But
then I have to follow up with something real quick to prove I'm not gay. Like, well, I just had two ex-girlfriends. I cheated on my life. Oh, that's why you ain't got kids, because you an asshole.
Yeah. And this is what I think. I don't think it's the lack of quality men. I think it's just that women accept it. Women accept, because there are certain women who won't go for that shit, and they don't get that. You know what I'm saying? They're like, no, you ain't stepping to me like that.
Here's
you know,
what
you,
women gotta
your
understand.
Feet can't be in danger on an escalator
in the afternoon.
You can't pretend to be in danger on gravel.
What if somebody, if some shit starts and you with a man in flip flops, you on your own?
We running and we change terrain.
What does that say about the prospects of your day when you start off wearing flip flops and you're not in Jamaica?
You just know nothing interesting's gotta happen to you.
Yeah. I'm not aiming too high.
What are you doing?
You know.
You're going to get a Monster Energy drink, and then what? Then what?
I don't like flip-flops. Only to the beach. Like, yeah. I don't know if it's the inner city kid in me, but it's just always I need to be able to run or defend myself. Something is going to happen. And even on the beach, I wear like the slip-on rubberized like
surfing
shoes. I don't do flip-flops.
It's not even, to me, it's not even that. It's just that men's feet are not supposed to be exposed in public. Plain and simple. Like, women's feet can look pretty. They got shoes, sandals. They got a heel, a wedge. There is no circumstance where somebody's like, ooh, that man, he got some nice feet. I want to see more of that.
Bro, I got one, like, I call it a Game of Thrones toe. My pinky toe is so gangster. Like, I will not show y'all, but it's so real. Like, it's like, unexposable. You know what I'm saying?
Just gangster in the sense that, like, Game of Thrones, where it's just going off on its own, doing its own crusade.
No, it's a different color. No, it's its own.
You know, back in that day, they didn't have a treatment for it. It just sat there. It just, they was either going to either lop it off or just.
Exactly. It's going to fall off or it's not.
You can make it with nine toes.
They had to leave it. Just to see if he had leprosy. Because if the toe fell off, they're like, all right, kill him.
Yeah. Cut his foot off or kill him.
All right, enough of that nonsense. Let's get to this week's nonsense. Actually, the theme on this podcast is the dumbing down of America. And I know that we could say that every week, but and Al and I were talking about it before. We've just reached a point where it's almost like an anti-intelligence movement where intelligence receives no credibility. Now we'll start with this guy, Cliven Bundy, okay? And for those who don't know the story, he's a rancher in Nevada. And since 1993, he's had his cattle grazing on government land. This land belongs to the Bureau of Land Management, and other ranchers do it. It happens all over the country. But you pay a fee to the government. It's like, listen, my animals are going to eat on your land. And he refuses.
Paying rent.
Right, paying rent.
Yeah.
He refuses to pay the fee. His argument is my grandparents or great-grandparents or whatever, they farmed on this land. So the government, you know, he's one of these people. The government is not real.
You ain't gonna,
the government has no authority.
And all that.
And then, of course, him being crazy has attracted a bunch of other crazies who now they've all shown up with their assault weapons and they're patriots, right? They're protecting the land from the evil government. And they're actually, this is the dumb part. Because of this type of movement, reasonable people in government have to deal with this as if it's a reasonable thing. You know what I mean? In other words, the Bureau of Land Management, their agents backed off because they didn't want to get into an armed confrontation, okay?
What were they showing up to do, to get the rent money?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it was time. They were like, either you pay the rent or we take the animals.
When that's you owe a million, like, Roy, yeah, they're coming to get
the, like, these are our cows now. Yeah. You fed them our grass. These are our cows.
Bitch, evict the cows. Yeah. You don't just take the cow.
Well, they came to collect. You owe the government money, the government comes to collect.
So we're seizing lien and all right, that. We will seize this livestock. Right. And
no different than they would take your house and everything in it.
If I got a bad bitch in the bedroom, they ain't going to go, that's ours too.
If she been eating government food.
Exactly.
If she been eating government food. So, but here's the thing. So you have two senators, right? You have Harry Reid, the Democratic senator, who says that these are basically domestic terrorists, right? Which sounds reasonable to me. And then what's scary is that Rand Paul is the voice of reason in this. But there's and I'd have to look it up. But anyway, the Republican senator, they call him a folk hero. Okay, Larry Sheets, Iowa State Representative. They're like, he's a folk hero. Now, here's the number of problems I have with this. For one thing, these armed militia guys who have shown up, right? First of all, they hate the government. I guarantee you some of them are living on government checks.
Yeah. Everybody hates the government until a tornado rolls through and they need some blankets.
Right.
Assistance, please.
How do you have the free time to just show up at this ranch and hang out? You got to be getting money from somewhere. I guarantee some of them are collecting government checks. Their strategy is if the government shows up armed, they're going to put the women and children out in front of them so that the government would have to shoot through women and children to get to them, which is a Taliban tactic. It is a terrorist tactic
human
used
shield
by the group
human shield
that they hate the most. And the other thing, the other big problem I have with it.
Zero Dark 30.
Yeah, the other big problem I have with it is, let's apply this standard to some other groups, okay? So let's say that he says this is our land because hundreds of years ago my grandparents had this land. So what if a bunch of Mexicans just decide, you know what, we're going to take Arizona? Because a couple of hundred years ago, my great-grandfather, this was his.
Yeah, where does domain stop?
And Native Americans just, you know something, Billings, Montana? Yeah, that's ours now. We had a bunch of buffalo up there. We used to ranch it. We're taking it. And they all armed themselves. And this is insanity, but it's given the credibility of reasonable. Am I wrong or is this totally unreasonable?
Well, you know what
if a bunch of black people just got guns and say, you know something, we taking Harlem back?
Yeah.
I thought we was already trying.
That's like sugar. We taking over the Carter. Yeah.
We lost the Battle of Harlem.
Yeah, we lost.
Yeah. Spike Clinton, Lee pretty much.
Clinton set up on 125th Street. That was it.
That's it. Flag planted.
How are we doing in Brooklyn? Do we need to send reinforcements?
We lose in Brooklyn, too. Yeah.
Brooklyn's
Jay-Z
gone,
and Spike. Jay-Z and Spike got Brooklyn.
Commander, 4th Regiment is taking heavy losses. Send more troops across the bridge.
Am I crazy or are we giving credibility to insanity?
I can't believe we're even talking about this. What this is just, these are a group of armed white men. That's the reason this is even an article that's printed up and they just haven't gone in and just started blasting. This is a group of armed white men and militias are, we've accepted them. Whether we want to admit it or not, we've allowed a group of people with radical ideas to arm themselves. They go to gun shows every week, and they do stuff like this. And now the government's backing off. Like, how does that even work?
Well, the government has to back off.
They don't want
because
another Waco.
They can't have another Waco. You can't have the government just open fire on American citizens in the United States. You know, especially you know, with Barack Obama as president, because it will actually have been. You know, Barack Obama gave the guns to the people to shoot white people. Like, they would blame this on Barack Obama in so many ways. They would be like, well, you know, and his great-great-grandfather came over from Kenya. I don't even know.
Yeah. Fox News would melt.
Oh, they would. But they Fox News would orgasm.
Yeah.
If an American citizen was shot by an American soldier under the Obama presidency, Fox News would have an orgasm.
But as a government, what do? Because you also, on the other hand, can't have these folks punking you out of your money.
Yeah, setting a precedent.
It's like the dope game. If this dude shorts you on your money, everybody going to start shorting you. And now you ain't getting no money. So you got to make an example of them somehow.
You know what I think you do? This is what I think the government does. An overwhelming show of force. Like, really? You want to mess with the United States government? You got your little pea shooters? We have tanks. We're in Arizona. We have Air Force jets. We have drones. We are going to show you weapons you can't imagine. Really? You want to play with us? Let's play. Let's bring out the toys and let's put a stop to this idiocy. Right.
A militia is just a gang without a hood.
Yeah.
Right. It's a gang in the woods. It's a wilderness gang.
It's a bunch of guys playing soldier. It's a step up from paintball.
Right.
These guys thought, you know, there's two of them that have the balls to actually pull the trigger. You know what I mean? The rest of them bought really fancy guns and they get to get a picture in the paper of me holding my badass assault rifle.
Right.
But you let a tank roll up. They'd be like, you know something? What time? Oh, man, look at the time.
No, my son gets out early on Tuesdays.
Yeah. Boys, I'll be right back, boys. But here's the thing, man, is that to their defense to some degree, and I'm speaking from a place of a man who's been audited by the government twice.
Same here, brother.
Nice little IRS finger, and I've gotten a couple times. The government isn't all good. Like, if we looked at everything militia said, I don't think it's all ludicrous. And I'm a bit of a conspiracy theorist to begin with. So there's probably a little bit of bullshit that the government is up to that, you know what, you're probably right. But no one's going to take you seriously because you're wearing a raccoon cap and holding an AR-15 and your nine-month-old son and your other arm. Like, it's just we can't even validate anything or even go to fact check anything that you're talking about. Because you're so ridiculous in how you choose to present.
That's my point. That's my point, though, that the it's given to the ridiculousness. Is the government always right? No. I paid a lot of taxes. When I when I won last comic, you know, they gave me that big fat check. That was the first check I had to write. Was right to the government.
The first check.
The first check.
Before you upset. Yeah. Closing before, credits ain't even.
Yeah, yeah. and I don't agree with him 100%, but you can't just decide, I don't like the government, let me get my gun. And you know the other thing, Roy, the other way to bring him down? Electronically. Just take everything he had. Take all his bank accounts. And you know the government can do that.
Yeah,
you
know, freeze and seize.
If the government decides they want to take everything you have, you won't even feel it. You won't even feel it. You just go to write a check or charge something. And you what?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
You just wake up broke.
It's like enemy of the state when he started swiping his credit cards and none of them work. But do you honestly think that – I don't think that works because these militias, I haven't seen these shows on Discovery Channel. White people know how to become one with the wilderness real fast. They don't need a credit card or an iPhone. The dude what's the guy? Eric Robert Rudolph, who bombed a couple of abortion clinics down south, and they caught him rummaging through a dumpster like eight years after the fact. You know how much of a gangster you got to live for 8 years? No email. No,
right.
Off the grid.
Just off the grid.
Well, that was Ted Bundy. I'm not Bundy. The Unabomber.
Kaczynski.
Yeah. Ted Kaczynski was the same way. Yeah, but this guy ain't living off the grid. This guy's a rancher.
This guy has 100 cows.
Yeah, this
you
guy
gotta pay for that.
This guy got a couple of thousand head of cattle. He got trucks. He got people working for him. No, he's on the grid.
That's a lot of dumpsters you gotta feed. 100 cows.
You think them cows go into a dumpster? Man.
I think you're right. Yeah. Just he won't even feel it. Just if you just shut that spigot off, he'll get that real quick. Or just take it.
Cows.
Just take it.
And now let's move on to the next thing because this and again, we were talking about this before we started, me and Al were. This giving credibility to non-credible sources. In other words, science. Scientists are smart. Right. I mean, well, that's even that. See, I can't even make that statement without there's somebody raising their hand right now. Not all of them.
Right.
If you got scientists in your name, as far as I'm concerned,
that theory's not
you are
tested.
Smarter than me. So recently, this this man debated Stephen Meyer. Stephen Meyer is the head of the Discovery Institute, right? Which is at the heart of the anti-evolutionary intelligent design movement. I like when you just throw in institute, that gives
you're
me
head
credibility.
Of an institute.
You know?
You understand that's like just instant ass at a bar.
Yeah.
Somebody into. I run an institute.
So he's
and shit.
He's an intelligent design guy. And this man decided to, and I'm going to look up the name, and you guys got to forgive my lack of technology here, but I'm working with an iPad and a bad signal.
Oh, good.
You know, but I'm doing the best I can, gentlemen.
I would love to just run an institute, Al. Just that would be my thing.
Carl, you could start an institute, the Roy Wood Junior Institute.
Sounds like something.
Sounds like it somewhere you would send your children.
Yeah, it sounds like you inherited it from your daddy.
Absolutely nothing. All they would learn is how to give Roy Wood money.
Yeah,
the Roy Wood Junior Institute. So Carl Giberson had a debate with this guy just to see what it's like to debate one of these intelligent design people, and. The whole thing about it, here's the big problem with intelligent design, all right? And let's stop pretending, because this is the problem. We pretend. Intelligent design is not a theory. Intelligent design is not science. Intelligent design is creatism, all right? And the reason they don't call it creatism is because you can't have that. You can't have biblical education in public schools.
Right.
So they had to pretend that they have a scientific theory called intelligent design. But the problem was there is no actual theory of intelligent design. Like they themselves have no theory. It's just that, you know.
That things are. That things just are.
Philip Johnson, okay, considered the founder of intelligent design, literally said this in a quote. I also don't think there really is a theory of intelligent design at the present time to propose as a comparable alternative to Darwinian theory. So the founder of intelligent design said, look, I don't think we really have a theory because in science you have to have a theory. In other words, you have to make a statement.
Thesis.
Right. And then you have to prove it.
over and over again.
You have to have examples of it. So in Darwinism, they have examples. You show the stages of evolution. Even a baby being born, you know, in the womb goes through various stages that can be compared to evolution. But it's been studied and it's been shown, and they have fossils of, you know, this thing had like legs, and then 1,000 years later, it was walking. And unless they may not like it, but chimpanzees are like 3 cells away from being human. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
And
like
you can see it when you look at them.
A chimp stretch out with a good shave could be a short, ugly man. You understand? You shave a chimp, put
him
some
with a little Gillette razor.
That's right. That's damn. That little guy's ugly. But you'd be like, can he climb? Wow,
a good chimp.
He's a great man. That boy belongs in Cirque du Soleil. But it's a theory. Intelligent design is just a group of people saying, "Well, we don't want to teach our kids evolution." And what a crime it is to the kids. Now, you have a child on the way, right?
Yes, yes.
Would you deny your child education? Would you deny your child intelligence? These kids are going to grow up in society, and at some point, they're going to want to go to college, or they're going to want to go somewhere in the real world, and they're going to say, you know, they're going to, like, argue that God created the world in 6 days and the earth is only 5,000 years old, and my great-great-great-great-grandfather rode dinosaurs. And then they're going to say, how come they won't let me in college?
They're going to find themselves locked out of, and it kind of goes to what, and it's been said before, but there are two different Americas, man. Let's be real. And there is a part of America that happens to be a lot in the middle that, you know, just focuses a lot on God and doesn't put a whole lot into education or science. And because of that, they've almost formed their own subgroup. They're almost their own group of people. If you look at the states that teach intelligent design, you can take a guess at which ones those are. Mm-hmm. And they kind of stay within themselves, and they feed off themselves. They agree with each other, and that's where we are now, where we have scientists being debated by people that have no theories. You can't that you're set up to win if I have to defend my theory and you don't have one. How can I beat you if you have no structure to attack?
That's exactly what this is. That's exactly what this is. And yet again, it's given equal credibility. That's the problem. This scale is not balanced. If you look at a scale, you know, the side of evolution, and there'd be books on that side.
Right.
You know, there'd be a stack of books which would weigh the scale toward the other side of intelligent design, which is, because I said so.
Somebody told me in church. But you can't say church. You can't even use a Bible in your argument.
Here's an example of what Roy is talking about right here. The debate topic for this debate was, should Christians embrace Darwin? And the intelligent design, they insist that the intelligent designer is not God of the Bible, because that would make their position religious, but rather is a conventional inference from the same sort of observational evidence as other scientific theories. Intelligent design is scientific inference based on empirical evidence, not on religious texts.
It's too abstract.
At no point does he say evidence of what.
Yeah, they just cloud it with jargon.
It's based on evidence. What's your evidence? Well, we can't tell you. It's a secret. That's what they say. That's what they say, that the evidence is...
And again, this nonsense is now... It's now up for public debate.
Absolutely.
And we're talking about things that don't exist from crazy people. And it's like when you're walking down the street and a homeless man stands up and yells, I can see your brain. Like, you don't stop and discuss things with him. You're like, that's a crazy person. I'm going to go do my set. You don't stop and discuss things with crazy people. Just don't discuss. It's amazing to me. We're talking about crazy people.
I can see your brain, and you're thinking about evolution with it.
And you don't go, no, I'm not. Please listen, you can't see my...
I just think if you have that train of thought, of intelligent design. Just go, that's what I believe, and screw you. And I ain't got nothing. I don't know how it happened. I just believe it happens. The dude came down and did it. Built it.
That would be cool.
Shut up.
That would be cool, except that they want to put this into public schools as right. a theory. And, you know, if you want to believe it, listen, I'm not knocking religion. If you believe something in your religion and you believe God created heaven and earth, and that's fine. That's okay. You're entitled to believe that. You're entitled to teach that to your kids. But you're not entitled to put it in public schools as policy as
for
if
everybody's
right.
kids
you just know. Can't. That's what they don't understand. You right. can't do that.
Right.
You can't. And this is another example of we hate the government unless we can manipulate the government into shoving our crazy theory into public schools. Then it's a good government. You know,
it's
okay. Let's move
tell
on.
You get mad.
I'm sorry.
I can tell you're getting mad about this.
I'm not getting mad. I am.
Exactly.
I'm not getting mad. You know what it
what
is?
What state is that again? Utah?
It's frustrating. Kentucky is where the Creation yeah. Museum is.
I can tell you're going to go there and just berate those people. You're going to do a show in Louisville.
I actually have a great time when I'm in Lexington.
Yeah.
You know, I do.
It's a
Kentucky
city.
Is not bad.
No.
Great basketball team. You know, speaking of not going to school.
It's just I would a man smarter than me said like because Kentucky just like everybody leaves it's like the whole team just got in a car accident. Like the next season just five new dudes
it's like Marshall yeah. every year like,
they got
horrible
they got into a car accident that crashed into the NBA
yeah,
draft
exactly like how do you cheer
that
for
car
a team
skidded right off the cliff
all
into
five
the draft.
Players were ejected right into professional careers. They weren't wearing seatbelts.
Oh, man. Hillary Clinton's going to be a grandmother. Why is this a big deal? This is one of those things that, honestly, you just, like, God bless Hillary, and I admire her, because she can't win on this one. You know what I mean? Now, think back to 08 when Sarah Palin bounced into the scene, right? Mm-hmm. Sarah Palin had her child with Down syndrome. That she paraded in front of everybody. Her, right. Look, I'm family values. I have a child with Down syndrome. I'm great. Had a daughter who was pregnant with a baby, unmarried, unwed mother, the whole bit. This is solid. This is a family.
You better go get married real quick, Mitch. You better go marry that boy.
Yeah, they almost married Levi into the family.
They tried to bully him in. He wouldn't do it.
Yeah. You know how dumb you are when the Palin family's like, you too dumb to get in. Like, that's
yeah.
Isn't that dumb square?
He must have just been a dumbbell.
But now, because the Clintons are having a baby, there's all kind of talk. So there's talk about, oh, Hillary's a grandmother. She's going to be too old to run for president. You know, the
perception that because Chelsea's pregnant.
Right.
Chelsea gave birth, or is she pregnant?
She's pregnant. She's pregnant. We don't know what the baby's going to be named. But whatever name it's going to get is going to be wrong. We can be sure of that.
Be better than the royal family, though.
Well, that's the thing. The royal family baby is great news.
Right.
We have to see pictures of that baby every day. You know, that baby grew a tooth, and it literally was second page news. Baby grew a tooth. Look at that. That baby has a tooth.
Yeah, no one cares about the children of our politicians.
No. So...
Who gives a shit about any of them?
So they're saying this could this could damage her prospects because she'll look too old. She may want to spend her days nurturing. She may want to spend time with her grandchild and not be good.
It'll
for
make
a president.
Us soft.
What do you think? Like, she's gonna like miss an important UN meeting because she's at Gymboree. Like, she's
some
fine.
Say, and this is my favorite one. That this baby is strategically planned to help Hillary with her presidential campaign.
I'm pretty sure they didn't have a meeting with Chelsea's husband. Now listen, you got to lay that pipe exactly.
We got you guys a room in Tahoe.
In March. She's going to be in heat somewhere between the 17th and the 23rd.
Right. And then they're also going to bring up the fact that, you know, Bill cheated on her and she stayed with him. And this is not... The great American family, you know, which this is absolutely an American family with more skeletons in the closet. There couldn't be anything more American than, you know, grandpa used to cheat on grandma back in the day
yeah.
and blah, 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 blah. And it's, you know, and your grandpa had a girlfriend younger than me and I'm the mother of that. Like that would be actually an American family would be Monica Lewinsky has a 7-year-old that's Clinton's child, older than his grandchild. You know yeah. what I mean? Like some crazy thing like that. I shouldn't even say that.
Which wouldn't
now
even
that's
be that crazy.
Get picked up on the news feed. But but I mean, that's where we're at with that. So anybody have a problem with the Clintons having a kid, or do we care?
I think people just
Chelsea. I don't care.
Bruh, everybody, I was talking to my wife about this morning. Because I gave my dog a
Roy,
piece of bread.
Roy, you see how you keep bragging about having a wife?
And I was like, even our dog eats whole wheat toast. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, everybody is just so much healthier. You know what I'm saying? Like I had a Philly cheesesteak. I was in Philly a couple weeks ago, and I couldn't even enjoy it. I was like, oh, the carbs and the cheese. It's like, you can't even. So it's just like, everybody's healthier. People are juicing, like our homeboy, Matt Kazam. And it's like, man, even though Hillary's going to be 69, this isn't your granddad 69. Like, people used to kick off. If you died 30 years ago at the age of 64, people were like, yo, you had a good life. It's like now at 65, you'd be like, I'm going to start another career. Let's get it cracking. You could possibly live another 25 years.
What was Bob Dole, 79?
That was the point.
80?
Bob Dole was in his late 70s, mm-hmm. and McCain would have been 80-something. If McCain had won, he'd have been 80 by the
72,
time. You know.
He was 72 years old when he was running.
Yeah, and I've met John McCain, and with all due respect to his lifetime of government service, he is old.
He's too old.
You know what I mean? Like he's lit. It's physical. He's an old man now. He's not doing the work. His staff is doing the work.
Right.
And he should, he should be retired.
But Hillary's very
not disrespecting him.
And think about he didn't get elected. Think about if you said when you met him he was old then.
Yeah.
Go back 8 years and put 8 years of presidential pressure on him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's a different kind of. They always show how presidents age.
Yeah. Obama grayed out by like the second year. He was full white.
The only one who didn't age was Bush, because he had no idea what was going on.
Yeah, he looks great.
It didn't affect him a bit. He was president for 8 years, and he was like,
What's going on?
I'm fine.
Whatever.
And why is it, and it's totally off topic, but why is it when Bush retired and had all the time in the world, he stopped clearing brush off the ranch? Has anyone else noticed that?
He was clearing brush
for 8 years, and now he ain't got nothing to do, and he lives in Dallas, and he's painting and going to baseball games. He ain't cleared any brush since he retired.
The cameras ain't there no more.
Yeah, you just know his staffers are like, listen, clearing brush does well with our base.
I think he should be out there with Cliven on that ranch in Nevada. Clearing brush to feed.
By the way, his name is Cliven Bundy from Bunkersville, Nevada. If you guys wrote a pitch and like that was the lead character, I'd be like, come on, Roy, you better than this.
No. You know, it'd be great. Go to Cliven Bundy in Bunkersville, Nevada, and ask him how many black friends he has.
He wouldn't even know what you were talking about. when you say
that's one of those towns.
None.
Again, we talk about this. It's 2014, and you know times have changed and this and that. If a town is named Bunkersville, black people don't go there.
Absolutely,
you
not.
Just don't. You're like, nope. There ain't no sense. There ain't nothing good gonna happen in Bunkersville.
Remember those old days on the road as a comic? Before MapQuest and stuff, like where you had to pull out the old school tri-fold out truck map.
Yes.
And I would be trying to shortcut away.
Man.
And my rule was very simple on the map. I had these Rand McNally Atlas, the Atlas book.
Yeah, man.
I never went through towns with a black dot. Red dots only. Or red dots with the bold black circle.
Right. Well,
that's a major city.
What was it? You couldn't go to a black line or a green. Like, there were different colored lines. Like, the red ones were interstates.
Yeah, blue, freeway, and then it was black. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So there was a certain where you were like, nah, you don't take that road.
That thinly light black line?
That's a two-lane road. That's a two-lane road through places
that's
you are not.
Scary stuff, man. I was driving. I drove cross-country one time. I drove from a friend's car from Miami to L.A. This was 10 years ago. And I stopped to get gas in a small town of Texas. And the guy that filled me up was like, I wouldn't stop until you get out of the state. Like, he just said that very casually.
Like advice or threatening?
It was advice. It was just a friendly, it was a man looking out for another stranger. He was just like, I wouldn't stop if I were you. And it wasn't like, all right, boy. It was just like, look, man, this is before
you
me.
Looked up.
Yeah.
You looked up this time. Yeah.
I remember me and my boy Vince Morris, very, very funny comic out of Columbus, Ohio. We were having a talk about when our dads were our age, and they used to take the family on vacation. And we thought they were like marathon men because they would drive, like my dad would drive from New York to South Carolina nonstop, just bang, right? Mm-hmm. And then we realized they couldn't stop. Like, wait a minute. They weren't allowed to just stop. Like, it wasn't that they wanted to drive 17 hours. It was like, your ass got to drive.
It wasn't that long
ago.
It's
like, listen, once you hit Virginia, you committed.
Bruh, my dad said they used to read, his teacher used to read Little Black Sambo in class and, like, laugh so hard she would, like, fog her glasses up, like, laughing. Reading Little Black Sambo, and like that's my dad. That's not like my great great granddad. That was
that just
one
happened. Probably still alive. Yeah.
All right, how far did we get off of the Hillary Clinton baby topic on that one? I love working with you guys.
Can we all agree that Chelsea Clinton is a solid 7 or 8?
Yeah.
She wasn't always.
She's grown into her. She's grown into her womanhood.
Right. Yeah. She's a late bloomer.
Grown into her womanhood. And is there anyone who deserves more to be left alone? You know what I mean? Like, Chelsea had to she had to put up with all of it growing up a Clinton. Leave Chelsea alone.
Think
let
about
her have
how
a
many
baby.
Jokes, bruh. Yeah. This is the one stroke of luck that she did have. She was, all that went down before Twitter.
Right.
She would have got murdered.
Ooh, yeah. But the other thing is she never tried to cash in. She didn't, like Bristol Palin said, I'm going to make $1 million. And I'm going to do reality shows and I'm going to, you know, be at clubs in Hollywood and blah, blah, blah. Chelsea Clinton had numerous opportunities to be that person. She was the first daughter. And it's not like the Obama kids who are too young or the Bush kids who were drunk. She actually could have. They were. The Bush kids partying through school just like he did.
Yeah.
That, you know, I'm not insulting them. Look, if you're a 21-year-old girl who's rich and in college, party your ass off.
First of all, you have the greatest life. A 21-year-old rich white girl in Texas.
Yeah.
What can't you do?
Exactly.
World is yours. Like, son.
Your father's the president. Your grandfather was the president. And before that, he was the head of the CIA. There's nothing you can do.
All you're saying is hold my feet while I hit this kid. That's all you're doing.
Didn't her daddy own a baseball team?
Yeah.
He owned the Rangers.
Yeah. So I'm not knocking him. I'm just saying that's what they did. But Chelsea could have done any of that, and she didn't. She like went to Stanford, and she led as low-key a life as she could, and now she's having a baby, and we're in that age of Twitter and this and that, and they're like, oh, how's you plan to have a baby to help your mother become president? What? Shut up.
She's chilling.
What do you guys see the future? I don't want to get way off, but I want to hear your thoughts on this. What do you see as the future for the Obama girls?
Single.
It's going to be tough.
Undateable. Yeah.
How do you hit on a girl whose father was the first black president?
Exactly. You got to be that dude that got into all eight Ivy League schools.
Yeah. Literally,
he's like the only one that could date one.
No, he's not. You know who gets to date the Obama daughters? A guy who plays for an Ivy League basketball team.
Yeah, but doesn't go pro.
No, you can't go pro.
And Harvard puts out a team every year, too,
You might be able to go pro if you graduate, because then you're a ball player, so dad likes you, but you're Ivy League, so mom likes you. You know.
Can't be in that life. But all them butt-naked bitches and all that.
Not at Ivy League schools. They ain't.
No, you said he could go pro for a year. Like, he would have to, like, play for, like, a
But if you go pro and you're with an Obama daughter, you got Secret Service following your ass.
Oh, yeah.
You can't do no dirt.
Yo, y'all saw that picture I took with Mitt Romney? He had no Secret Service around him.
Now, he ain't nobody anymore.
Yeah, he was at the Burbank Airport 2 weeks ago.
I bumped into Newt Gingrich like that at the airport in Atlanta. He was doing book signing. And you know what's cold? They snatched the Secret Service. Like, Mitt Romney lost Secret Service. Like, a minute Barack Obama got elected, they were like, excuse me, Mitt, we're going to be leaving right now. Like, they just walk away. They just, that's how it worked.
Left him in a black neighborhood.
That's what happened. That's what happened to Herman Cain. Herman Cain, when he was the front runner in the Republican primary, he had Secret Service. And then the next day, the Secret Service was like, we'll see you later. They just leave.
That's crazy.
Mitt Romney's like, no, the government doesn't protect
Mitt Romney. Was on my flight, son.
Somebody had a middle seat.
He was on the flight. And no first class. It was one of those puddle jumpers from Burbank to Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
And he was just on the flight.
Yeah.
on Delta Airlines flight 326 going to somewhere.
You were like, man, you look like Mitt Romney. He was like, I am.
Yeah, that was literally, I walked past him. I was like, because we in Burbank. I was like, oh, that must be some stunt double. And it was, then I asked this white dude, I was like, is that Mitt Romney? He was like, I voted for that motherfucker. That's him. That's what the dude said to me.
I voted for that motherfucker. Yeah.
All right, we were talking about small towns. We're talking about dumb. We're talking about only in America. So we have to, and this is just fun, sex laws. There are still sex laws in throughout the 50 states. But the thing about it is, one thing when you find the law that's been on the books since like 1823, you know what I mean? And nobody ever changed it. So you can't fault it. These are laws that have been reviewed and recently. I don't know if it, and again, Roy, you should probably know this more than anybody. I don't know. It's just how you live. You know.
What, sex law? What do you mean?
What if you just ended the podcast right there? Roy, unable to defend himself.
because Al keeps talking about his wife. Al is established. He is a good man.
I'm not a deviant.
Married. You're a lying son of a bitch.
I'm a
comic from the South.
That doesn't mean I have foursomes in the back of an Applebee's.
I didn't say, well, it depends what state. It might not be legal. Pay attention. So recently, New Hampshire, they lifted their ban on adultery up until, I'm looking for the exact date, this year, in 2014, now it is no longer illegal to be an adulterer in New Hampshire.
But who was prosecuting?
Year, well, I don't know. If you got caught last year having adultery, you were breaking the law, all right? So, but here's the beauty. Let's go down.
How many people would be in jail for cheating?
Let's go down to Louisiana, because last year, okay, this is 2013. This is not 1813. The Louisiana House of Representatives on Tuesday, so this is 2014. This is last week, by a margin of over 3-1, decided to keep a law banning crimes against nature, and the list includes oral sex. Mm. However, they haven't changed the law which made sex with corpses legal. So legally, you can have sex with a corpse in Louisiana,
just not oral
but
sex.
You can't have oral sex with a corpse or a live person in Louisiana.
What if the person plays dead?
Yeah.
And I just
see, that's why I said you was a freaky one, Roy. You see right where you went? You see?
It's the only way
he can
finish.
Listening, you see? You thought I was picking on Roy Wood, and what was the first thing out of his mouth? What was the first thing?
I don't
mean
dead bodies.
What if they play dead? What if they play dead?
I've had chicks lay there uninterested, but it was consensual. We weren't dead.
We were both uninterested.
Uninterested sex is the best, because you can just leave.
Yeah.
So. Where are you going? Somewhere more fun.
All right. So what do you think?
I think we're a young country. And I think that you still see the results of that, because we're holding on to some of those Puritan values. And those are still just kind of interwoven. And we're like all, obviously, 50 states, very different in every law, whether it's sex or pot or whatever it is. And I just think there's when I play places in Virginia, I can feel the conservative, when you do that Richmond funny bone, I can feel them pull back on just like basic topics that I don't think are that. And so, like, yeah, I think I do. I don't find it shocking at all that they also are not cool with you buying a dildo with your wife.
These are the same people who believed in witches and enslaving black people.
Right.
So to say that their perspectives were a little off.
In Arizona, it is illegal to have two vibrators in the same drawer. What are they afraid of? What is going
to... You're just making action work for your kids.
Now, mind you, not two guns in the same drawer, fine. Yeah, what happened the day before? What happened that they said, you know something, we can't have these two vibrators in the same drawer? Whose kid found the vibrator drawer and played with all of them? And
my
they were
child
like,
died! I want to pass a referendum called Timmy's Law.
Double-fisted vibrator.
We call this meeting to order today, fellow senators. Mickey's Law. We will discuss today.
You know, this is sort of like the petition to deport Justin Bieber. And you heard about this, right? You know, now, for those who don't know what I'm talking about, if you get over 100,000 signatures on a petition and send it to the White House has to address it. Yep. And they got over 200,000 signatures on a petition to deport Justin Bieber. And I say those 200,000 people should be deported because obviously you have nothing to do if you're worried about Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber ain't going nowhere. You know why? Because Justin Bieber makes $100 million a year and pays the government $40 million of it in taxes.
Exactly.
So they're happy. Justin's fine.
Right.
But if you got time to worry about Justin Bieber being here and you put your name on the paper, they should come get you.
Yeah, well, I think people are just bored. I think that your whole life, you think about like when you come up from fifth grade to high school, it's like it's your prime and you're graduating and you're a big boy, so proud of you, all that stuff. And even if you go to college or the military, and then that shit stops.
No more praise.
Nobody gives a fuck after you're 23. Whether you come out of the military, you get done at Georgia Tech. When you're an adult, no one gives a fuck.
The best you got is employee of the month.
That's it.
Maybe.
Maybe at that same Applebee's you're having that foursome match. You know? And it's just like, I think people are shocked with how little they have to do. And that's why when you get a Justin Bieber petition, you don't go, get the fuck out of here. I have 48 unanswered emails I got to get to.
You're more generous than me. Yeah. Because I think it's the dumbing down. I think we do not deal with real issues, real topics, or anything. And that's why you have time. If the state legislature has time to vote on a two dildo law, then we have to just stop and say, okay, listen, no, like health care is the major problem, and states are fighting against any kind of, you know, government, I'm going to simplify it, government mandated health care. Like, absolutely not. We have a nominee for the Surgeon General who's an absolute brilliant surgeon, and they refuse to vote on him. Because the NRA said he's anti-gun and congressmen are afraid to be associated with somebody who's anti-gun. They refuse to even have a vote. But we have time to vote on two vibrator law. We have time to vote over, you know, well, you can have oral sex, but not with a dead person. But if you have ordinary sex like God intended with a dead person, that's legal.
Throw a hole in the sheet.
We have become and we are becoming so dumb as a society, and you know what? I'm not even going to get into values. It's just what's considered. You wouldn't have had these conversations 20, 30 years ago. They just didn't exist.
Exactly.
You had, sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, you had real issues when somebody ran for office. They had to take a position. Their position wasn't that the crazy rancher in Nevada with a bunch of guns is a true patriot. A patriot. Nobody would have said that. 20 years ago, you wouldn't have been able to call this guy a true American patriot. You'd have been like, man, get the guns from that crazy son of a bitch. What's wrong with you?
Go ahead.
But with that guy, though, based on what you say, like, I feel like a lot of what's put into the news cycle for the general public to digest on a daily basis is smokescreen and distractions to keep you from looking and focusing on the things that the government really is manipulating and keeping us from really turning up. They basically distract you with, oh, look, fucking, look who got pregnant. Oh, Portia and Nene got to fight in a Real House loudmouth bitches of fucking Miami. Like, that keeps you from looking at the stuff. And I keep looking at that, and it's like a total misdirection. It's like a fucking digital play action pass where I go, wait a minute. You're trying to trick me to get me to watch reality show. Y'all doing some shady shit. Let me go to the wilderness with my shotgun.
And wait.
See, I don't think it's that sophisticated. I don't think the government is that sophisticated. And I've heard that theory before, Roy, and it is, some of the stories are oddly timed. But I don't think the government is that sophisticated to manipulate the media to hide what they're doing. The government's always had secrets. The government's always funded secret projects, secret wars, this or that. I don't think they're that sophisticated that they're like, yo, man, let's invent reality TV to keep these idiots dumb. I think networks were like, I can't believe they're going to watch this.
Yeah.
This only costs $30 to produce. What are you kidding? People, they want to watch people living in swamp hunting alligators? Cash a check.
Alonzo, you can see it. Just look, think about how, I always think about like, how did the Oxygen Network probably start? What was the mission statement with that? Like, we're going to talk about breast health and women don't watch it. And then they throw on some chicks fighting in the VIP and they get incredible numbers. the job of the internet or of TV is to get you to look. They're like, look, man, the TLC, we try to put on stuff about sign language and teaching, you know, a gorilla how to dance or whatever the fuck, and people don't want it. They want to see little people raising kids. They want to see somebody with 20 kids and counting, Honey Boo Boo. And that's what's on the Learning Channel because that's what people fucking watch. So I think it's just us. I think they were shocked. I think they tried to put on learning stuff and people were like, we don't give a fuck.
I don't think they tried really hard. I think TV, and I don't blame TV executives, but they aim for the lowest common denominator.
Right.
That's what television is. You know, I talked to a TV writer a long time ago. He said television is written for a sixth grade education. That's why they're always shocked when a show like when Frasier was a hit, they were shocked. They were like, wait a minute, they're watching this?
Right.
You know, this show is a little, they use
most entertainment
big
is
words.
Written for dumbasses. I mean, like music is like that now.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
There's no
absolutely. But I don't know. I don't think it's a big government conspiracy. I just think America's just gotten dumber.
Yeah.
We're happy with it. You know, we're happy with it. We're like, man, you know, we dumb.
Well, you can survive dumb and ignorant. You can live. You will not starve to death in the street. You're not going to starve in this country. You can still have, no matter how dumb you are, you can still have a flat screen in your crib. You can still have cable. You can still have a couch. Somebody will pay for something. Your kids will not starve. And so what's the incentive to educate yourself? Like
You know, what you just said, it's a great thing. And obviously, there's no time to get into all the stories I want to get into. But what you just said was good. Somebody will feed your kids, blah, blah, blah. The problem is the same people who get that check that feeds their kids complain about big government. You know what I mean? Like they, it's like you have poor people and, you know, voting against raising the minimum wage. That's the genius to me. That's the genius of the right wing movement. They have poor people voting against raising minimum wage. They have people with no health insurance who will tell you what's wrong with Obamacare. Like, I have no health insurance and the local hospital closed, but that Obama's trying to force me to get health care.
Trying to kill my grandmother.
No, he shouldn't. We should let you go. we should let you go. We're not going to interfere. We're going to let you go.
Yeah. They convince people to vote against their own interests, and people consistently do it.
Two more stories. Listen, I wanted to get into Jay-Z and the 5%ers. I don't think we even have time for that. That's going
to
be a show
I'll
unto
leave
itself.
I'll leave that one to you. Yeah. I'm getting my phone
tapped. I like Jay. Right. I ain't going to mess with Jay. Yeah. Jay want to wear a 5%er medallion, I'm all right with it because ain't nobody going to tell me that you married to Beyonce and you're a 5%er. You got other things to worry about. You know how hard it must be to be married to Beyonce? I swear that I would love to hear Jay-Z and Brad Pitt have a talk about dealing with their wives. That would be the greatest conversation. It'd be like, man, are you kidding me? Her hair every week. What are you only got hair? I got 19 children. I don't know 16 of them. That would be just.
But the three I know real good.
Yeah, that'd be the greatest conversation anyway. Okay, so here it is. And this is an example of what I'm talking about. Republican activists, and again, you could just give yourself a name. So the Roy Wood Jr. Institute, run by activist Roy Wood Jr. We're going to start that. And if you want to enroll your kids, just you go to at Roy Wood.
Institute of Theology.
.biz.
He just added theology. So that's it. And send your check ahead of your email.
Yeah.
All right. So Phyllis Schlafly penned an op-ed in the Christian Post. How do I not read that newspaper? And she said that this is regarding the wage gap, right? Women are paid less than men. And I've always said that every Republican woman should be paid 67% of her male counterparts, since that's the party line.
Mm-hmm.
She said, well, women not only deserve to be paid less than men because they, as a gender, work less, but women want to be paid less because it makes it easier for them to find a husband. This was written in 1813. You know what I mean? This is 2014. This is this week. This women deserve less because they work less, and women want less because they should be paid less than their husband.
That's literally something that could get you punched. Like if you said it the wrong woman.
Like a house party.
Yeah, in the kitchen
like
or something after three glasses
the music
of boxed
would
wine.
Stop.
Yeah.
Say that at a university. Just say it.
What you mean?
So, but again, here you have a woman saying this, and obviously there are women who are listening to this. So, you know, this is why I say, Roy, you don't need a government conspiracy. You just put a microphone in front of stupid people. just go.
And how many clicks you think that article got? Oh. Thousands.
Oh, absolutely. Thousands. Absolutely. Absolutely. So.
Well, I don't want to, in case women are listening, I don't want to comment on it because I want to make sure that I'm still eligible.
First of all, I was strangely turned
Roy,
on
you
by
make
that.
Long money. You ain't got, Roy, you ain't got nothing to worry about. What does your woman, what does your wife do for a living now?
She's an architect, and now she's just a mama. You know,
okay. Yeah, she said that like it ain't really shit. Like, yeah, she's just an architect.
Yeah, she was. I mean, it's been so some years now.
That means up until 2 years ago when Al started headlining, she was making
living
quite
up
a
that
bit
funny
more money.
Feature she, money.
Because I know when Al was a road middle.
No. Yeah, I was.
She was out earning Al.
That ain't hard to do. That still ain't hard to do. She don't work.
So, Al, I think you should go home and let her know that she has assumed her proper place. And then
cut off the cash flow
when you get up, because you know when you say that the hit's coming right away. And then you get up, you say it was a joke from the podcast, and be too late. Listen, the Clippers mollywopped the Golden State Warriors last night
Statement
by 40
game.
Points. So I'm a happy man. Yeah, we're gonna wrap it up with the NBA playoffs because this is three brothers doing a podcast.
Yeah,
where you at on this?
You know, I'm a Charlotte Bobcats fan. I know we don't have a chance.
You only got another week.
Your
season's almost over.
But, yeah, we like to extend it by four games. Who was I talking to? And they said, and this is part, I've always been of the belief that the first round should be five games. I think seven
Absolutely.
Games.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a money grab.
Money,
seven
money.
Seven game first round.
Did you know
money
the players
grab.
Only get paid their salary for the regular season? The playoffs is just.
Yeah, don't you get a playoff bonus, though?
But that's for the team, and the team divvies it up how they see fit.
Oh, that's super shady.
So that means you could get it, the trainer, the little spit boy working the baseline.
Yeah, everyone gets a little piece. But you can contractually negotiate something. That's different.
Right.
You know, but, yeah, it's team money that gets divided.
That's all right.
Man, but yet the tickets are double.
Listen, don't get me started on that, because in the Final Four, the coaches – bonus totaled $388,000, and the player's bonus that nothing, as I remember.
Oh, okay.
Yes, can you write that down for me so I can see that?
Give or take zero. So don't even get me in that. So where you at in the play? Who's your team, Al? I'm a Clipper fan, but I think Miami wins it again. I would never bet against LeBron James. I simply refuse to bet against LeBron.
I mean, bruh, first of all, I'm a Cavs fan, so I'd take a second. Back. I mean, first of all, did you know the Cavs' number one pick, Anthony Bennett, missed his first 100 shots?
Yeah, why not?
0 for 100. That's how he started his NBA. Literally. Literally, his first 100 shots. That's our number one pick.
I don't feel sorry for you because I'm a long-term Clipper fan.
I know. That's why it's like you're my hope, because I'm like, I'm like, man, like it can happen. It's like when somebody makes it out the hood, I'm like, hey, Alonzo, you did it. You
know what? You just got to tell people. You just look people in the eye and say, look, 2025. That's it. Your Blake Griffin may not have been born yet.
That's right. He might be in the fourth grade right now.
Because when I was going to the sports arena watching Danny Manning, and
Pooh Richardson.
Blake wasn't born yet, but Danny was trying.
Oh, you know it's getting there. Was it Patino? Whichever one's at Kentucky, Patino, Calipari, one of those Kentucky
Calipari.
Boys.
Calipari.
Recruited an eighth grader.
Why not?
Signing a letter of intent in the eighth grade.
He's probably getting the same grades as their starting five.
Isn't that amazing that they're allowed to do that? That they just graduate these guys with no...
In basketball, they know who you are by the seventh grade. If you're an outstanding basketball player, they're scouting you at that age. Absolutely.
That's ridiculous.
I was living in Miami, and I knew who LeBron James was when he was in – they were talking about a middle schooler on sports radio in Miami.
Yeah.
When he was – before he had even gone to Villa Angela St. Joe's, they were already talking about him.
That's part of it. But that's why the league is shit now. That's why Anthony Bennett missed the first 100 shots.
100!
If he'd have stayed a second year and been ass, he'd have been drafted in the eighth round like he should have been. But you have one good year of hype, and you just fucking.
And I don't blame him a bit. I don't blame him because NCAA basketball is a multi-billion-dollar enterprise that pays the players nothing. That the players not only do they not get paid, they're not allowed to make money. You know what I mean? Like if and their scholarship isn't even guaranteed. I just found that out this year. Your scholarship is renewed every season. So you're not even guaranteed for, like, they owe there for an education. You're not even guaranteeing them that. So if you're one and done and you got a chance to grab an NBA paycheck, you better grab that NBA paycheck. And like you say, the only thing that could happen is to stay another year and have a bad season and lower your value.
Which is, I mean, think about how many people that the white guy from Michigan did that, Mitch McGarry. He stayed an extra year, blew his back out. He stayed next, so he's getting no dough. Remember when Jake Locker was going to be the number one pick?
Oh, yeah.
He stayed that extra year at Washington, stunk up the joint.
Yeah.
And now he's a journeyman quarter. I mean, he starts, but I mean,
Leinart.
Yeah.
Leinart went through that. If Leinart had left a year earlier, he'd have been the number one pick. You know, and he stayed, and it was like, yeah, you're not really that good.
They gonna pick
so
you
I don't
court,
I don't blame him. But getting back to the playoffs, go Clippers, that 40-point win, man, it was so much fun.
That was a watch your mouth game because you first of all, those two teams hate each other, but that was just like a little like we you know, like let's remember who's got home court for a reason in this thing.
Yeah,
you know
what
I'm saying. So that, I feel like you guys are good. I think Steph's gonna have one or maybe one. You got to hope Clay doesn't have one in the playoffs where they just don't miss. They go for 41, 42.
But you know something? This was like, okay, this is what happens when Blake Griffin's allowed to play more than 12 minutes.
Right.
Like when you don't foul out one of the top forwards in the league.
Which would have never happened to Barkley.
No, that
would have never done it. Blake doesn't get the respect, man.
The refs are crazy. But I mean, it was bad calls on both sides, but the refs shouldn't make a difference in a playoff game.
Right. Well, I think they went small. I think Golden State went small, and I think that you guys are ready for them. That weird lineup of Granger and Turkoglu, which I'm sure he was hung over playing that game.
To have Granger and Big Baby coming off the bench, Big Baby is making a difference. Big Baby, and man, when they say big, you see how wide Big Baby is?
Oh, he is. He's like an old lineman.
Seth Curry ran into Big Baby. Big Baby didn't even notice. He didn't even know. He just turned around and said, "What was that?"
Yeah. Don't talk to me about basketball in Charlotte until we change our name back to the Hornets. That's when we're going to be serious.
Yeah, call the Utah Jazz and ask when that happens. Ladies and gentlemen, Roy Wood and Al Jackson, please look them up online. Follow them on Twitter and Facebook. Go see them live because they are both hilarious.
Al, let's start our own militia, man.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
I got time this afternoon.
Roy.
Send to your kid is born.
Roy.
Some time.
Roy, Al got a wife. She ain't going to allow him.
She be out in the woods. Al, you bring your ass home.
We're both under some leaves.
Hey, man, wife tripping, man. Hey, I go back to the house.
Who's Paying Attention? Episode 75. This is Alonzo Bowden. I will be in L.A. this weekend at the Westside Comedy Theater in Santa Monica Friday night. And the Laugh Factory Friday and Saturday night. Thank you.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.